Let's go to Charlene in Michigan, and she's got a question about taking salt. Are you there, Charlene?
Yes, uh-huh.
And so you have a question about salt and blood pressure.
What's the difference between air-dried salt and sun-dried salt?
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Air-dried sea salt or sun-dried sea salt is the same thing, but the thing you want to avoid and the thing that can really hurt the kidneys and the body is highly heated, melted salts. And I don't recommend wet salts. I don't recommend salts from a rock that had to be ground up. What we find that the body desperately needs is sea salt. And if you get that, you're going to be just fine. And no, it's not linked to the elevation of blood pressure as so many people think. It is the opposite. In fact, if you go into Africa, the tribes revere a keg of salt, a great big keg of salt, more than gold, because if they run out and they do not replenish, every person in that tribe dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so salt does many things in the body. First, the chloride fraction of the salt is used by the body to make hydrochloric acid. So many children are deficient in salt, and as a result, they're low in stomach acid, hypochlorhydric. They may even get fungus on their skin, gain weight at their stomach, be lethargic. And the lack of HCl when you eat highly cooked food like meat makes the meat rot. Okay, and as a result, dogs and other animals are often deficient in salt, especially in very hot climates. And this creates the same kind of problems with digestion for an animal. So it's very, very critical. Now, people who already have very high blood pressure may not be able to use even sea salt freely, but some salt is desperately needed. It's essential for life, okay?
Yeah, can I get salt too from a celery?
You get salt from celery? Not enough. See, in other words, you couldn't eat enough celery to do the job.
I see. So you recommend your pink salt?
Well, that would be my favorite simply because the food, the way we have treated the land in this country is to raise food that is exquisitely trace element deficient. By using the pink salt, you have Mediterranean sea salt, so you have the best sea salt, air-dried, sun-dried sea salt, but then we add the volcanic ash, which has been shown to be one of the finest trace element sources on the planet. And that's why we go to all that trouble. It makes the salt a little more costly, but it delivers a spectrum of nutrition, especially for growing children, that is so critical. Okay?
Mm-hmm.